Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And this is a good topic. It's a long one, but I've seen too many articles where I don't feel like this is discussed enough, and I want to talk about it. So the topic is, what are the appropriate relationships teens should have? First of all, teens have so much access to people other than their parents. We have to train our children on how to keep relationships with people in order to keep them safe. Whether it's trust, honesty, protection, consent, being respected with good communication. I don't think there is any relationship that they shouldn't have those things, right? No relationship that's good for our children needs to be kept a secret, and they need to know that. They need to understand that. Whether it's texting, calling, working, going to school, video games, family homes, they need to understand that their bodies are to be respected. Their mind is to be respected. What they stand for needs to be respected. Their boundaries need to be respected. And if we don't have conversations and discussions with our children about the importance of keeping relationships and friendships and workships and teacher relationships respectful and appropriate, people will try to cross the line every time. And so that's what I'm talking about today. If this is not a topic that you are ready to talk to your teenager about, something else is going on. But who am I to tell you that if this is not something you want to listen to right now because you are not in the appropriate place? I understand. Please pause. Please stop. Please check out another podcast, maybe Everything Culture, maybe BTG for President, maybe Call Me When You Get Off, maybe She Gets a Pod, maybe Loud Mouth Stereo, maybe The Creator Podcast. I don't know. I don't know. But check out another podcast and come back to this because I'm really sharing some things that parents need to think about because this is Cozy Womb Podcast. And I'm talking about teens and tweens and the parents who raise them and the parents who want them to be better people. And I'm talking about some real things that we need to think about as we raise and guide these young people before they become adults and move out of our house. They need to know how to have appropriate relationships with other people. Okay, so you're staying? Cool. Great. Let me tell you about this chart I made. So in order to do this episode and not forget anything, I made a chart of the life of a tween, okay? And in the life of a tween, I had to think about the spaces that teenagers may be where their parents may not, okay? And then I made a side column of boundaries, whether it's the relationship is very close, the relationship is respectfully distant, and you are just an associate, and it's completely not serious, because I feel like a lot of these kids don't know the differences. They don't know who to not talk to about certain things, and they don't know how to have a certain level of professionalism with people who try to blur those lines. So in the life of a teen, the places that they go, home, a family member's house, a friend's house, after school, work. They deal with coaches, they deal with other parents, they deal with siblings, they deal with friends, they deal with people online, and they deal with teachers. Okay? Okay? The boundaries that they need to have is, should this relationship be very close? What does that mean? Should this relationship be respectfully distant? What does that mean? And is this person an associate? And it shouldn't be taken so seriously. What does that mean? Because there is a difference. So the people in your home, that relationship should be very close. This person should know your allergies. This person should know what makes you sick. This person should know what you need mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. This person, if you say, help, I'm in trouble, this person should be like, I'm on my way because I have your location. Okay? family member's house, very close. Okay. And if you are not very close with this family member and you're at their house, why are you there? Okay. Why are you there if they won't help you? Why are you there if they have beef with your parents? Why are you there? Okay. Friend's house. And if you're calling them a friend, they should also know things that you need and be willing to protect you and be willing to keep you safe and be willing to make sure you're not getting in trouble with your parents. If they do not value those three things, you should not be over there. You should not be telling them important things that are very close to you, like your address, your phone number, where your parents work, what time they're gonna get home, what your parents drive, what kind of watch your dad has, you know, things like that. They don't need to know. They don't need to know. They don't need to know. Okay. After school people. People you just hang around after school. Not during the day. Not on the weekend. They never been at your house. Your parents don't know them. You don't know their parents. You don't know their last name. You don't know what they want out of life. Those people you should keep respectfully distant. Meaning, I'm not telling you my deepest secrets. I'm not sending you nothing inappropriate. I don't want you sending me anything inappropriate. I just see you after school sometimes. Okay? Work respectfully distant. You don't know those people. They just work there to get a paycheck just like you. Okay? So be mindful of that. And just work and go home. Okay? The most they should be asking you about is, do you work Monday? Yes. No. You know, you working Friday? Yes. No. You know how to work the register? Yes. No. You going to be with me doing stock on the weekend? Yes. No. That is it. They don't need to know anything else you got going on. Okay. Your coach, keep it about this sport. Keep it about this game. If you need to talk to me about my grades, do so. If you need to talk to me about a game that my parents can't take me to, or I got an appointment, that's all we need to talk about. You don't need to talk to me about if I'm dating anybody. You don't need to talk to me about the latest tattoo you think I got. You don't need to talk to me about how you think my chest area is getting bigger. I don't need you to give me a massage after the game. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to go out for ice cream. I don't want to go out for lunch sometimes. I'm keeping it strictly about the sport. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep it professional. Talk to me and treat me with respect. That's it. Respectfully distant. Okay. Your parents, y'all should be very close. Siblings, you should be very close, but respect me. Okay. Friends, you should be very close. The people online, associates, I don't know you for real. This is not serious. Don't send them anything serious. Don't send them your location, your real phone number, your address, what school you go to, where you work. Don't tell them if you walk home. Don't tell them what kind of car you drive. Don't tell them details that they can put in on a credit card under your name. Like, be mindful of the people you talk to on the internet. And sometimes if you play on the internet or through a game, be mindful of what people listen for in your home on those headphones. The way you talk to people while you're talking to someone online, put them on mute, put them on pause. If you need to get off the game, get off the game. Be mindful of your VPN. Be mindful if they could look up your IP address. Okay? The people online are creepy. All right? Teachers. Your teachers should be respectfully distant. Don't touch me. Don't rub on my back. Don't talk about my body. Don't ask me about who I'm dating. Don't ask me if I ever been on a date. Don't ask me, do I know what foreplay is? Don't ask me if you ever been, you know, on a trip with a man. Keep it professional. Keep it appropriate. Okay? Don't stay after school in no class with no teacher with the door closed. Okay, always be aware of your surroundings. Always be aware of who's in the room. Always be aware of where the cameras are. If you feel unsafe, if you feel like something crazy is about to be said, press record on that voice recorder on your phone. You don't have to let it be known. have code words with your parents so they know what they need to do without everybody knowing what needs to be done. There are ways you can deal and protect yourself and protect your children. You have to learn them. Boys begin to really like girls ages 12 to 15. All right. And then it's over. It's just going up from there. Okay. Girls begin to like boys 11 to 15 because they're feeling things, they're thinking things, and their bodies are changing. Some teens think they know people better than their parents, but we have to make sure our kids are aware of how people try to manipulate. All right. Family means that person and your parents have to have a parental connection. Romantic, that's like the person that you spend the most intimate times with and you put in the effort. Your parents should know them. Their parents should know who you are. Friendships means you and that person have a mutual interest and a respect there. Your parents should also know who these people are. Their parents should know who your parents are. Maybe they come over for dinner sometimes. Maybe y'all go out sometimes. Maybe if their parents can't pick y'all up from work and y'all work at the same place, you might drop them off, vice versa. Acquaintances are people at work. School connection only, okay? Now, when it comes to relationships with your manager at work, your coach, your teacher, that is not your friend, could never be your friend. Okay? That is not your parent, and that is not your disciplinarian. All right? That is a person who's guiding you in the spaces that they're guiding you. And if there needs to be a parental decision, your parents need to be called. There is no dating your manager. There is no calls after 10 p.m. from your manager. Acquaintances, work people, people in class, people on a game, people on YouTube, people on social media. Do not share your most intimate details with these people. Do not share your address with these people. Please talk to your kids about that. All right? Friendship. They came over your house. You went over their house. Your parents know where they live. Your parents are okay with where they live. Your parents know their parents. They might sleep over. I'm not that parent. I am not that parent. I am not pro sleepover. My mom was, but there are some things that I've seen, some things that I heard. And most of the time when I agreed to sleep over a friend's house, I always regretted it. Not because something bad happened to me, but I don't like being in places to sleep. That's not my home. As a kid that I didn't want to be. Okay? Your parents should know them, and they might talk to your parents. They should. 4+ years known. Okay? Sometimes you eat at their house, sometimes they eat at your house. They're supportive of the things you want. You're supportive of the things that they want. Okay? Maybe y'all go to church together. I don't know. I don't go to church. I don't take my kids to church. I do believe in God. I do have a moral code. I do have standards. I do have values. But for me to sit in a church, no. Okay. But your friends don't put you in situations to harm you or get you in trouble legally with the law or your parents. Explain to your kids this. Your friends do not put you in situations to harm you or get you in trouble legally with the law or with your parents. So if you have someone around you who is asking you to do something or put you in situations where you will get in trouble with those people, that's not your friend. Okay? But even if someone is related to you and they are considered family, watch your kids around family. Watch your preteens around family. Don't leave your teenagers who don't really talk to you about details around family members that you assume will do the right thing. Teach your kids how to speak up for themselves. Have the age-appropriate education for texting, sending pics, sending videos, going to parties with friends, code emergency words, what healthy relationships look like versus what healthy relationships feel like. People should ask for permission before talking to you about certain things. People should ask for permissions. For permission before touching your body. Consent doesn't always pertain to sex. Consent does involve how you deal with and how you speak to law and authority. Talk to your teens about what their rights are and what they have to do when it comes to law and authority versus what they don't have to do. Friends/writing with strangers.
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods, and I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to. And I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag RRR. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcasts on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator Podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself, and we read books every season. We're on 19, what is this, the 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season, and we're about to finish a book, and then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have The Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on the Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah, we have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipodding.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show. Consent needs to be there. If you are cool with a friend and a friend knows someone else that you do not know, that person is not automatically your friend. And if something in you is telling you, do not go in this home with this friend that you know and this other person that you don't go in there. If the other person is offering rides somewhere and something in your gut is telling you, don't get in the car, don't get in the car. Okay? Because a real friend is just going to respect it. I don't know them. That's all it takes. I don't know them. I'm not getting in that car. Okay, trying drinks or food or pills that you're unsure about, consent. 10 out of 10, I do not recommend. Okay, inviting people into your home that you don't know well, consent. If your parents don't know them, they probably don't want them over there. If your parents said nobody needs to be at the house, nobody needs to be at the house. I don't care if they need a Band-Aid. Nobody needs to be at the house. And don't let groups of teenagers in your house. Do not. Stuff like that would piss me off. Okay, and I hope Anya and Ari don't ever try me like that. How to alert people for help, for safety when you're out with friends or when you're out by yourself. Teach your teenagers how to do that, boys and girls. Teach your brown children, your brown-skinned, beautiful children, that they do not have the privilege of walking up to random houses in the dark after hours and knocking on the door and ringing bells, because there are several of our teens and our tweens who find themselves shot because that's what they did. Because they knocked at a door and they needed help, or they were lost, or they knocked at the wrong door. There are so many people who still have biases about our children because of their skin tone. They have to be mindful of how to ask for help at night, where to go, where not to go, who to take rides from. Hold on, there's a slug on my window. I want to take a video of this. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, people should always ask for permission before touching you. Consent and having that conversation with your child about what safety looks like for them when you're not around. When it comes to siblings, do not blackmail each other. Teach your children that they are not enemies of each other, that they should be each other's backup person. Okay? No covering each other's lies, no allowing each other to do stupid things. You can say no to your siblings if they're trying to pressure you to do something your parents would not approve. That's the only time I feel like a no is appropriate. No is appropriate if they're asking you for money and you don't want to give it to them because it's not something for a need and you don't have it. A no is appropriate if they're asking you to go somewhere you don't want to go because you know they want to do something they have no business doing. But if you go, then most likely your parents will say yes. If you don't want to go, say you don't want to go. If they're trying to make you do something that you don't want to do, have a code word or abbreviation between you and your parent. Like, there are ways that you could communicate to let things be understood without it having to be an argument. Siblings are not always right. I don't care if they're older than you. I don't care if they're younger than you. Siblings are not always right. You have a right to have the emotions that you have when it comes to your brother or sister. You have a right to not like your parents because they decided something for you. You have a right to not like one of your teachers, but you do not have a right to disrespect someone. You do not have a right to put your hands on someone that has never put their hands on you. And it is okay to quit jobs where you are not respected or appreciated. I'm not going to make my child work somewhere where they're not respected or appreciated or heard, because that can lead to other things happening. It's not okay to blackmail friends. It's not okay to pressure friends. It is okay to lose friends doing the right thing. Okay? It is okay to break up with people and do it respectfully without breaking things, throwing things, threatening them, talking bad about them, gossiping. It is okay to break up with someone just because you want to do this thing that I'm not cool with, and I want to do this thing that you don't understand. You want more of my time. I can't give you more of my time. You want me to sit on the phone with you all day and all night, and I can't do that because I need a rest, or I need to go to work, or I need to study, or I need to do other things throughout the day. You don't respect it. So this relationship is not going to work. Wish you all the best. It is okay to love someone, but you can't be with them. It is okay to go through that first heartbreak and have good family and friends around you so you know what to do next time. It is okay to not have the support you thought you were going to have from someone, it doesn't make what you're wanting to do impossible. You just know this person doesn't support me. Support doesn't always come from who you want it to come from. The sooner you learn that, the better you'll be. Do not drag out dead relationships. Do not try to make somebody your friend. Do not try to date the person who's most popular, because you're going to get your heart broke. Do not try to fit into spaces that you don't fit into. Most friendships don't last more than 7 years. And if you have a friendship that lasts more than 7 years and y'all are truthful and genuine and you feel safe and you can be yourselves, I think that's great. I have friends that I've had since middle school that I still talk to, right? I don't see them every day. I don't see them every year. I have friends from high school that I still talk to. I have friends from my first job that I still talk to. I have friends from my jobs in college that I still talk to. I have friends from college that I worked with, that I lived with, that I still talk to. They have kids now. They're married now. They live in different places. They live in different countries. Like, it is okay for people to grow in different areas, but y'all can still come together later in life. Like, you don't have to have somebody with you all the time in order to be who they need to be. And be a giver to those who love you, and they in turn will show you love by also giving to you, showing up for you, calling things out for you, preventing you from doing stupid things. Okay. Real friends prevent other friends from doing dumb things. Okay. And parents can always call out the person you think is a friend to you that's not a friend. So listen to your parents. Dads can always know the boy that you think is for you who is not for you. So listen to your dad. Moms know too. And I already told the girls, if I ever tell you that somebody is not your friend, it's not because I don't want you to have friends. It's because I'm looking out for you. So don't take it personally, because I'm the type of person where if I don't think you're good in my child's life, I'm going to tell you straight to your face. Not in a rude way, but just direct. Your attitude about things, I don't agree with, I don't like. I understand that my child wants to be your friend or my child likes you. I don't think you're a great person. So when I see you and this energy that I feel, I don't like it. So that's what that is. That's the type of mom I am, and I will be direct with you. I'm not going to key in your face, and then when you leave, I'm not going to tell my child my real thoughts about you. I'm going to tell you while you're in the room, in front of them, so they know, oh, she 10 toes down with her stuff. And is, okay? And that's how parents have to be. You have to call people out who are not good to be in your child's life. Family too. There is a lot of relatives that I will never introduce my children to. And by the time my children are 18, I hope they are no longer here for my child to ever have to deal with them, because the way that they are nasty, I don't want my child to have to deal with them. The way that they will manipulate, I don't want my child to have to deal with them.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Their mindset, the way that it sucks. I don't want my child to have to deal with them, have to meet them, have to have a bad vibe, a bad situation with them. Because I've been preventing it all this time. And now you turn 18 and now they're reaching out to you. Why are you reaching out to my child? I'm the type of person like where I'm just like, if I don't deal with you and I don't like you as a person, you're not going to have access to my children. And if we happen to be in the same place because we share a person that I'm cool with, but I'm not cool with you, I'm not going to be in that space where you have access to my child for long. Okay, I'm about to wrap this up real quick. Okay, it was nice. This event was nice. Wish you all the best. Happy birthday. Congratulations. Great show. Blah, 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 blah. I'm getting my keys. I'm getting my kids and I'm up out of here. Thank you for inviting me. But there's some stank energy in here that I don't want my kids affiliated with. Okay? That's how I am. That's who I am. When I know there are certain people who are not good for my people around, I'm not introducing you. I'm not allowing my person that I care about, that I love, to have to endure any of your BS. And that's how we have to be about our children. That's how we have to be about our preteens that don't know better. That's how we have to be about our teenagers. We have to tell the truth, even if it's ugly, even if it's nasty, even if it's something you're embarrassed about, even if it's something traumatic that has happened to you. You have to tell your kids about the people they just so happen to be related to, that they might find themselves around. Because that's what prevents repeated actions from happening to other people. You tell the truth. You don't let people who keep gathering victims feel comfortable gathering more victims. You don't let people who mistreat other people have new people to mistreat. If you can prevent it. So, I said a lot in this episode. I had a lot of notes. I hope what I said helped somebody. I hope what I said gives you a better idea of everything that you've done thus far and what you need to add to your list to talk to your teen about, talk to your tween about. So they're better when they go out the house. So they're more focused at work. So they know how to organize the people in their life. So they know who to talk to about this. So they know where to go for this. So they know what to do in this situation. Because when your child does not know how to move in this world, if you're not in the room, they're constantly going to call you for the little things. They're constantly going to call you at moments where you feel like, well, common sense should have told you X, Y, and Z. Sometimes it's not the fault of the child. It's the fault of your lack of guidance. You know what I'm saying? When your child goes to buy a big ticket item, your child should already know. They should already research the item, the pros and the cons of the item. They should already look to see if there's a different brand that does the same things that's cheaper. They should already knew what the price was, calculating it with tax, and making sure they had more than what that thing cost at the time of checkout. They shouldn't be calling you and be like, Mom, online it said it was going to be $150. And now when I get to the register, they're talking about it's $187.69. Why you ain't? So you don't think taxes exist? You don't think we live in the United States? You don't think you need to get a protection plan on that? You don't think that costs extra money? So you went to the store with just $150 for something that's $150? Like, talk to these kids so they can maneuver properly. Don't raise children that feel like, oh, they don't have to make a payment on something until they get a past due notice. Raise children so they can schedule out, okay, I want to buy this thing. It's going to cost this upfront, and then per month on the 8th, this is going to be due. Raise children that have it ready to pay every month on the 6th. Raise children that know when they want to go buy a car, that they research the car that they want to buy. That they know before they get there what the payments are going to be. That they're pre-approved before they go buy a car. That they take the person who's an adult with them that knows about cars, maybe the mechanic of the family, with them when they go buy that car. That they research the price on insurance at different companies for themselves with the coverages they're going to need on that car prior to going to that lot, and make sure they get a car that they can afford the monthly payments on and the insurance. And the maintenance. What's the maintenance? The maintenance is every year you got to do your tax. What is it going to cost? Can I afford it? Every so often, you're going to have to get the oil changed on the car. You're going to have to check the brakes. What is the brakes going to cost on this type of car? What do the wheels cost on this type of car when I need to get tires? And when you get tires, save up and put money to the side so you could get all new 4 tires at the same time. Because buying used tires every time will cost you more in the long run. And random upset when you got to be from point A to point B and your tire's busted because it's a used tire, so it didn't have a lot of life in it. Learn how to treat the car that cost you $500 with respect, just as much respect as the one that you buy brand new off the lot. That's a 2025. And that's a big problem with a lot of teenagers today. In their minds, they automatically assume my mom or my dad has a 2024 or 2025. I want a 2025 truck. I deserve a 2025 truck. No. No, you don't. Your first car should be a car that has also been through things, so it can take you through things, so you can understand what it feels like to be taken through things, so you can appreciate what it feels like to have a brand new vehicle off the lot. My first car was given to me by my brother. Okay, it was a 4-door Honda Civic, loud muffler. Okay, everybody thought I was racing when I had that car. It was just a loud muffler on it. It had a constant oil leak. Only 3 doors on the 4 car on the 4 doors worked. Okay. I never wanted to drive. In my mind, I just felt like I was going to be chauffeured for the rest of my life. I never wanted to drive. I don't like babysitting other people on the road, but I knew if I had kids, I had to have a car. I didn't get my license until I was 28. One, I didn't really want it. Two, I knew I was going to live in a major city like New York or Philly, and so I was probably going to take the bus, to train, or walk. Driving was never something I wanted to do. And to be honest, if I didn't have kids still at my age right now, I would probably be living in New York or a major city, not driving, and just moving around through Uber, Lyft, or the train, or a taxi. Because having a car is just so much money you see go out the window. The monthly payment, the insurance, the oil change, the window wiper, the new tires you need. What? what? You know what I'm saying? So just make sure your child knows what it feels like to earn something. Make sure your child knows how important it is to save. Make sure your child knows that they only get one body and to protect it. Okay? And it's okay to talk about sexual transmitted diseases. And it's okay to save your body for when you're sure about someone. And it's okay to not want to date if you don't want to date when you're 15, 16, 17. And it's okay to not want to have sex with anybody until you want to have sex with somebody and you're safe and you trust that person. And that person's honest with you and you know what that person's values are. And you know that this person loves themselves and treats themselves with respect. So they know how to treat me with respect. It is okay to do those things. And if somebody wants to partake in your body, but they don't want to talk about the seriousness of doing so, then that is a flag on the play that that person is not for you. But anywho, before I make this episode that is not supposed to be about, let me shut my mouth. I feel like I said enough and I said too much. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls, and I just want a better generation to be coming up for my children. I want more involved parents. I love involved parents. I love parents who are direct and real and honest and treat children like human beings, that treat children fairly and really give them the tools to maneuver through this world in their absence, because we can't sit here and do everything for our kids and then throw them out into the world and want them to stand up. We can't do that. All right. So please enjoy this episode, play this episode back. Share this episode. Read the transcription for this episode for those who need to read it. And I wish you the best. And I appreciate your time and your listen. Please share it. Please leave a review, whether it's on Spotify, Amazon Music, Good Pods, Apple Podcast app. I am an indie podcaster. There's no network behind me. I have a pod fam that supports me. I have people that love me, that support me, that don't listen to podcasts. I have people who are going to repost this and I appreciate them. But most importantly, I want to make sure I'm talking to parents. So I want to talk to the parents who have these kids so I can make sure my kids are surrounded by other kids that are cared about, loved on, and guided. Okay. Okay. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. I appreciate you. You can find me at Cozy Womb Pod on IG and TikTok. I'm lying. On Twitter. On TikTok, it's just at Shambi Podden. You can find me at shambipodden.com. The Cozy Womb Shop is up with Teespring still. And if you ordered merch, I apologize on the long wait. Teespring is going through a change of vendor, so it is taking them a longer time to print and send out merch, but they will send you a confirmation when it is shipped. Sometimes you get the item before they send you the fact that they shipped it. I really hope they get it together, because waiting 2 to 3 months for things to be shipped is really aggravating, even for me, because I purchase, you know, my own things from them. And that weight is just like, oh my goodness. Well, fall is over. I don't need the hoodie. You know, but I appreciate your patience if you are waiting, if you did put in an order. But if you don't want to put in an order and do that wait, if you wanted to donate to the show, you can. The link is in the show notes. Again, if there are any creators that are listening or any parents who have something that they sell or something that will help parents parent easier, and you want to promote the item, please let me know. You can email me at cozymoonmama@gmail.com and tell me about what you would want to promote. We can set up where you do a promotion for a minute or more that I could put in between the episode and help you promote that. You know, I'm for that. So just let me know. Again, I appreciate you. Continue to be great parents because I know you can. Because if I'm doing it, woo-wee, you can too.